Part 1.
You will hear a woman asking a sales assistant about insurance policies. Before you listen again, you have 30 seconds to read questions 1 to 6.
Good morning. Take a seat. I see you've picked up some of our brochures.
Yes, I've been reading the one on travel.
Would the travel insurance be for you or for your family as well?
Just for me.
So, individual.
That's right.
Are you looking for a basic or a comprehensive policy?
To be honest, I've had basic in the past, but it didn't pay out very much.
That's often true. With our company, you can be insured for different amounts. For instance, in Section 1, Baggage and Personal Effects, you can be insured for all 5 subsections or for as few as 2.
I think I'd like insurance for all 5 since I'm going to some unsafe places.
Wise decision.
By the way, can a camera be counted as a single item, or must it be included in cameras and portable electronic equipment?
If you have an expensive camera, you can nominate it as a single item. Our maximum payout is $1,500. Occasionally, people have their camera and computer stolen together. If insurance is only taken out on subsection 2, this may not cover the replacement of both things.
That's what happened with my previous policy. However, in that one, there was a higher limit for lost or stolen money. Yours is only $700.
These days, with credit cards, people don't carry much cash, so we've set the limit accordingly. Still, we pay out well for documents.
Indeed. In the disrupted travel section, reasonable costs is written for a missed connection or an early return instead of an amount of money. What exactly are reasonable costs?
Put it this way. If you miss your flight due to poor weather that is verifiable, we pay $300 per day of lost time. If you arrive at check-in as the aircraft is leaving because you overslept, we still pay out, but only $100 a day. We rely on information from the airline to determine this.
Before you listen to the rest of the conversation, you have 30 seconds to read questions 7 to 10.
Are you also interested in vehicle insurance?
Yes, I am. I'm about to buy a nice old car, a vintage Jaguar XJ6.
Hey, I used to have one of those, although nowadays I prefer old motorbikes. Did you know you can insure a vehicle on its own, or you can include it in our multi-saver policy, along with your house and contents?
Yes, I saw that. It's true I'm buying an expensive car, but I rent my house, so I'm not ready for a multi-saver.
I understand. Have you decided which level of cover you'd like for your car?
Top cover.
Are you sure? It is pricey.
I know. But last time I had insurance, I wasn't covered for storm damage.
Don't tell me that was just before the November hailstorm.
Uh-huh. So, I need storm damage insurance. Also, I'd like my policy to start as soon as I've paid for it. With my old one, there was a stand-down period of 2 weeks. Would you believe I backed into a wall just 3 days after I'd taken out the policy?
Oh, dear.
Then, I spent months fighting with the insurance company over the value of my car. I know it wasn't worth much, but it was relatively new.
If you choose top cover, we agree on a value for your car and renegotiate each year to avoid disputes. Again, it's not as cheap as some, but the policy works out better in the long run.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.